This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
This week, the city of Chicago enacted a $15 minimum wage. The grassroots and labor movement behind this milestone started a decade ago, and at the time, Illinois' minimum wage was $8.25 an hour. Now, even some activists thought pushing for $15 was outlandish, but that very boldness may have been why the effort succeeded. WBEZ's Odette Youssef spoke with Madeline Talbot, an originator of the Fight for $15 campaign, and Odette asked how they arrived at that number.
Listening to people. I had worked in low-income neighborhoods in Chicago for decades. And what I heard over and over again is, on the one hand, can we even succeed? And on the other hand, when we were fighting to raise the minimum wage in Illinois from $5.15 to $6.50 an hour, for instance, or when we were going for $10 an hour at big box stores, that it just wasn't enough to support a family.
Was this like a radical idea? Did it seem kind of like a moonshot?
It seemed like a much bigger effort, but it also had the advantage that it could attract a larger constituency to fight for it, because this time it would actually make a difference. It would put a roof over your head, and it would put some food on the table. As one of our leaders said, it wouldn't be steak, but it might be some chicken on the side. So it made sense to actually fight for what it took to live rather than to fight for what seemed winnable.
So when did you all start to feel like the campaign was gaining traction?
You know, it seemed to have a kind of magic to it almost immediately. You know, people always would appreciate a fight and get involved in a fight for a lesser amount. But to actually talk about $15 an hour is only $30,000 a year. It's not anything that's going to make anybody wealthy. But for low-wage workers, it was aspirational. It was something worth fighting for. And since our real source of power was the people themselves, the hardworking people who don't make enough in America, it was very exciting to have a demand that attracted people to it.
Did you ever think it would take 10 years to actually see a $15 minimum wage in Chicago?
Honestly, yes, I sure did. I thought it would be very difficult to achieve. And I can't tell you how exciting it is to see the movement continuing. And it means that there's no particular reason why we wouldn't do a fight for $50K in the future. I have such a hopeful attitude about where we're going and whether we'll get there because I see workers coming together all the time and taking on such huge odds and fighting and winning. It's a very positive view of humanity and the possibilities in the world when you work on these kinds of struggles.
Retired community organizer Madeline Talbot speaking with WBEZ's Odette Youssef.